Recruiting doctors to live and work in rural America is a chronic problem. Most places try to roll out the red carpet, pitching big salaries, expensive homes, or other perks. Not so in southwest Kansas, where a tiny hospital is building a reverse recruitment model. It's called mission-focused medicine, and it's based on serving problems most commonly found in third world countries. From Harvest Public Media, Peggy Lowe reports.
It's not easy getting to Ashland, Kansas, population 855. After the five-hour drive south from Kansas City, you land in one of the last outposts on the Kansas Open Range, where buffalo still really roam along these windy, dusty plains. There's no gas station here, unless you count the pump at the farmer's co-op that uses dial-up for credit card approval. The nearest Starbucks, 160 miles away. The Ashland Health Clinic has 24 beds, but if there's no doctor there, the next closest is 50 miles north, in Dodge City. So when Benjamin Anderson interviewed for the clinic's CEO job in 2009, he says the board chairman was exceedingly blunt.
Ben, our facilities are 55 years old. Our finances are challenged. Our morale is low. Turnover's up. We've been out without an administrator for 6 months. We've been out without a doctor for 7 or 8 months. We really need this facility in this community. And if we don't have this facility, we'll lose our school. And if we don't have our hospital and our school, this will become a ghost town very quickly.
That pitch clicked for Anderson. He gave up his physician recruiter job in Dallas and moved with his wife out here to become Ashland's new CEO.
I've always had to have a job that matters. I have to have a position where I know it's not just a paycheck.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Anderson is now well known on Ashland's Main Street, but he couldn't succeed here alone. He needed doctors, and he knew he had to offer something different than the thousands of small towns he was competing with. So he came up with a novel plan. He offers potential candidates 8 weeks off to do missionary work overseas, because he's found that a doctor who is willing to sleep on a cot in the Amazon or treat earthquake victims in Haiti is ready to serve in rural Kansas. Anderson calls it mission-focused medicine.
When you recruit a mission-focused provider, they want to see the ghettos. They want to know that there's no Spanish-speaking provider in more than a one-hour drive. They want to see houses that are falling down, widows that are uncared for. They want to know that there's need and that by them coming there, they would fill a disparity that would otherwise not be filled. And so we reversed it.
It worked. Last July, Dr. Dan Schumann and his family moved here from the Austin, Texas area. The difference between here and all the other needy areas was his ability to continue his missionary work in Haiti and Mexico during his 8 weeks off. But Dr. Schumann says Ashland's own challenges were equally attractive.
When your primary focus is sort of a mission-based focus, when you get into things in order to try to relieve suffering or work towards eliminating disparities, then you want to know about those things, and it's appealing to see opportunities.
Studies suggest that finding primary care providers in rural areas is at crisis levels, according to the National Rural Health Association, a Kansas City-based group. More medical students are specializing, so general practitioners are very hard to find. And those who can deal with the lower pay and isolation in rural areas, even harder. The association's Brock Slabaugh says taking the focus off a paycheck and instead placing it on a passion is a good recruitment tool.
Because often in rural communities, the vision isn't very large in terms of what they're there for. And so if you can expand the vision from an organizational perspective to have a much broader base in terms of the meaning that's provided to the work that you do, that's incredibly powerful.
Staff meeting in the dining room at 2 o'clock, and all staff meeting in the dining room at 2 o'clock.
That's what Anderson has done in Ashland, raised the bar by shooting for a higher cause. At every staff meeting, he's part cheerleader, part chaplain.
Right. So together, let's read the mission statement. Entrusted with people's lives, we are committed to provide, enhance, and preserve the health care of our community with compassion, dignity, and excellence. All right, that was all right first round. Let's try that again.
Things are looking up for Ashland. In addition to Dr. Schumann, Anderson has recruited a nursing director. And that doc who slept on the cot in the Amazon, She was recently in Ashland for interviews. She, too, is attracted to a perk that can't really be paid for. Meaningful work. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.